friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish.
Welcome everybody to Good Friends and Fish, episode 17. Konnichiwa. Have conversation. I'm Stephen.
I'm Leroy.
I'm Fez.
I'm Lexi.
So this episode's a special episode. We're going to be focusing on AvCon, which is a convention in Adelaide that focuses on anime and video games. So we're throwing aside our usual structured segments, and it's just we've got the nerdier side of the...
Pretty much why Lee isn't here.
Yeah, you see a distinct lack of lads.
Officially.
Yeah, more giggling nerds around the table.
Nerd patrol is out.
Yeah, they are.
In a sense, we are like, what, the guys from Big Bang Theory, all four of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the two housemates, Sheldon
who
and Lennon.
Who are you then?
That means we're the housemates here.
Yeah. And this... the other two here will be the other two.
All right, let's quickly do this, even though it's not at all AvCon related. So I'm Leonard then here, surely.
All right, then I'll be Sheldon.
Yeah, the freak.
You are the
I'll be Howard. Yeah, stuff. And he'll be Raj, the Indian guy who can't talk to women.
Yeah, that's fair. So three of us went
was
around.
That, was that necessary?
absolutely. Yeah. The listeners needed to hear that.
Yeah. No, that's like the comparison between the Big Bang Theory. That, I don't see us. I can't
Get your nerd on.
Yeah. All right. Stop spending so much time on it then. Let's move on. So yeah, we're really just going to be freeborn at this episode, but feel free to check out our past episodes where we do have structured segments, so there's a bit more flow to them. So three of us hit up AvCon, which was last weekend, was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And the date being today, the 21st of July, 2013, for people in the future who are listening to this.
I've never been to the AvCon convention, so this was like, what's the main, what happens at these conventions? What do you do?
So Leroy, do you want to give people who aren't from Adelaide perhaps a bit of an idea of what AvCon's all about?
It's pretty much a gathering of people who dress up or wants to go attend like gaming conventions. Like there are games going, competitions going on, and independent game creators as well.
Yep.
Card playing, like Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering shit, and selling of artworks. If not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. So anime and video games, really,
and cosplay.
Yeah, cosplay.
Oh, cosplay.
With those themes, though. So, although there were a few people that just, dressing up as slutty nurses. You know, like, don't know what that fits into, but...
Yeah.
Were there any slutty nurses?
Oh, you weren't looking hard enough, though, right? So, obviously, what was the most impressive outfit, like, most impressive dress-up you saw, costume?
I reckon it was the one who actually won the competition. He was like a Transformer, one of the mechs maybe from Gundam.
Man.
Yeah, a Techno Man. Anyway, he had like some massive costume, huge like wings on him, and it looked pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It takes him like a year to build it. So I reckon for me, that was the most impressive. It was like 10 foot high.
Yeah.
He came out walking like some robot, could barely move.
There are heaps of people there that just had like Pikachu onesies. You're like, minimal effort has been put in here. But everyone was having fun. It's a place really for nerds to embrace themselves, I guess, and get out there and be extroverted whilst they might otherwise be introverted.
Yeah, that's right. Come out of the shell.
AvCon or a LAN party. That's
Yeah. Yes. All right, so let's play some clips. So this is when we just rocked up at the AvCon. Fez wasn't with us. But, and this, I think, is the only clip that you'll hear Leroy's voice, because he didn't say a fucking damn thing the entire day, but here we go. So I just arrived at AvCon.
Yeah, everyone pretty psyched. Leroy, how excited are you?
Woo! I'm pretty happy to be here. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, so we're going to get some interviews on. That's the plan. Leroy, anything in particular looking forward to?
Well, I'm just looking forward to who's going to win this number of cactus.
Okay, no listeners will have any idea what you're talking about. But Leroy, I guess you can explain that.
Go on, Leroy. What are we doing?
I'll leave it to Lexi.
Okay, that was a boring start possible.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So off to a bit of a rough start, Avgon. Maybe that's why Leroy gave no input for the rest of the day.
From that point, we realized Leroy is real down on energy. He's not saying anything.
Yeah, so we spent most of the day walking around, speaking to people in costume, trying to get some interviews with them. Most people were pretty forthcoming, some people less so, but we can probably touch on that a little bit later.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get into the first actual interview that we had with somebody.
So what's your name, mate?
Santosh.
Santosh? And what are you dressed as today?
I'm dressed up as the Hyakushiki from Gundam Zeta and Double Zeta.
All right, cool. Don't really know what that is. But...
it's a really old anime.
Did you paint this all yourself?
Yes, I built it all myself. It's from foam. It took 3 weeks.
Took 3 weeks?
2 weeks. Oh, sorry. 3 weeks of pure building and 2 days to paint.
Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun, and I built it with another friend, so I had to go every day after work at 5. I would just go home.
You guys got together
and just start building.
Yep, smelled some paint together.
Yeah, you can actually smell the paint, and that's why I'm taking off the helmet, because it's really, really
making you high.
Pretty much.
So how does the character inspire you then?
He's the character itself, the pilot. He's one of the most charismatic pilots I've ever seen. No, I can't put myself into his shoes. He's too awesome. 2 years ago, I dressed up as another Gundam, piloted by the same character.
Yeah.
And this year, I'm going like his second mobile suit. So this one, and yeah. So I really like the character. I always wanted to be like him.
Is it difficult to go to the toilet in that thing?
Yes. You make sure you go early beforehand. If you don't like. Yeah, make sure you go behind.
It's okay, so once you're in, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, luckily for me, because this armor is actually really easy to remove, it's all on a belt. I can just take it off.
So you can take it off, whip it out, whip it back on.
But it's a morph suit, so I got to literally take off the entire thing.
Okay.
That's not fun.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, we'll cheers to your time. Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right, so that was the first baller that we spoke to.
I always wanted to be Ash Ketchum, but he took it to the next level when he said he wanted to be... whatever that pilot's name was.
Yeah, this charismatic pilot. No, this guy was a legend. He was pretty happy, almost too happy. Yeah, I think those fumes were well and truly getting to his head.
He said, he really wants to be this charismatic pilot. And he was such a charismatic dude.
Yeah.
When you said, made out of foam and paint, I was thinking some scrappy, kindergarten-looking thing. When Lex showed me the picture of it, I was like, wow.
That's... Yes. So, just on that, we'll be putting the pictures of everyone we've interviewed up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. So, be sure to check those out there.
Yeah, I was a bit confused. Did he actually build it himself, or did he get help from his friends?
He and a mate.
Yeah, him and a mate. Okay. That's a good bonding session. Yeah. Getting together, painting up some cardboard. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I don't know how they came up with how he was going to wear it. Two have been working on it. It's like, all right, mate, well, thanks for your help for the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
His mate, they were making it. And he's like, so I can't help but notice the suit size perfectly fits your body. We're working on this together, are we?
Actually, I've actually recalled something that we're supposed to do with Fez on someone's birthday party, but that didn't happen.
Yeah. The pig suit thing?
That's not the time.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, maybe next AFCON, you can just work
together. Oh, I could dress as a pig.
And that'd be cool, actually.
Yeah. And he dresses up as that.
For people that have no idea what the hell we're talking about, Fez lost a competition a while ago, episode, I don't know, 4 or 5. Check out the back catalog. And he was supposed to do karaoke as a pig. And we'll make that happen, perhaps.
No, it was a chicken suit, isn't it?
It was a pig.
You can enter the rock band competition they have maybe next year, which is like a karaoke type thing. I think that would fit. You down with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Might as well get it over and done with since Leo is keen. Yeah.
Over and done with a year's time.
Going back to the guy we're interviewing, though, it was great because we all went to see the cosplay competition after this, like the national cosplay competition or whatever. And we saw this guy sitting down and he had to take out his ass plate just so he could have a seat. It was just so awkwardly sitting down. It was great.
He was trying to sit down for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any interviews where someone remained in character and just wouldn't talk as themselves?
We didn't have an interview, but I got rejected by somebody who stayed in character.
Yeah.
There was this huge wizard looking dude there. This 8-foot wizard. And I went up to him, I was like, yo dude, can I get an interview? It's just like, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, I prefer not to.
Yeah. Pulls up his cloak, like, casts it over his face and walks off. But no, that's all part of the fun. So yeah, everybody should get down to Avcon. You have a good time. Even if you're not into that type of culture, it's just a great day. Yeah, just
no, I could imagine Lee and Fish hating life going to that.
But it's just a fucking adventure, mate.
Yeah.
Everyone you chat to is completely different, and it's just, yeah.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
If you're not used to it, it's pretty intense.
A whole new world. Alright, anyway, let's jump into the next interview, where I think we were actually sitting down in the cosplay competition place, and there's these people sitting in front of us. I was just like, okay, a cheeky interview. So there was actually a couple that we interviewed, and here we go. All right, so what's your name, mate?
My name's David.
David, and what character are you dressed up as?
I'm Kyoraku Shinsui from Bleach.
All right, so I don't know heaps, but what I can remember from watching Bleach is this guy is an alcoholic womanizer. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Does he have the woman with you? Is he a womanizer?
Yeah, kind of.
So, yeah, and how about the alcoholic part? Does that describe you well, or...?
Not entirely, but...
Yeah. Don't mind a few bevvies.
Couple of wines.
How about the floral dress? How's that working out for you today?
It works well with my eyes.
Do you appreciate the floral?
I love the floral, especially the pink. Compliments his eyes.
Yeah. Cool. And so, may as well interview as well then. Your name, sorry?
Tara Jade.
And you're dressed as?
Karten. I'm his sword.
You're the sword.
Yeah.
Ah. So does he sheath you then?
Is that really appropriate?
No, it's not appropriate. Well, our podcast isn't particularly appropriate. Sorry, I should have given you a warning about that. But yeah, all right. Well, that probably gives us enough. Unless you want to say something else.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot for your time, guys. Have a good. All right.
I love how after you said it, it's like, all right, guys, that's interview over.
She just gave me a look like, you've crossed the line here. And I was like, okay.
I noticed you put in a cheeky coo when the guy was talking.
Yeah. Well, no, they're both good fun. Yeah. But need to get some more female involved as well.
Yeah.
They're a cool couple, but then like after we had this interview, and I asked if he sheathed her, we sat awkwardly behind them
for an hour.
Yeah, for an hour while this competition went on. they were good though. They were good fun. So.
I didn't get to listen the whole entire interview at that time, so I didn't know what you said. I was like, something's going on.
Yeah, no, they were good quality times, and they were pretty dressed up as well. Got well into it.
That looks cool.
Better than the pilot guy.
His was more like in depth, but theirs was probably more, I don't know, accurate. And they had like a whole bunch of them from an anime, so it's like a group effort.
Yeah. But do you think they made the costume, or did they?
But kind of looked bored. I don't know.
Maybe it's so good it looked bored. I'll give it a benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
but. No, they were good fun. And they did just get kind of ambushed from behind with the microphone stuck in their face. And you'll notice as well that some of the audio quality when I'm speaking is a little bit off. And that's because perhaps I was holding the mic like I was giving it fellatio for a lot of the time there. This is the first time we've done roving interviews, so we'll get the hang of it and we'll hit up more conventions. But
we'll learn the basics of like holding the microphone in front of our faces when we're talking and then giving it to the person when they're talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Harder than you think.
It is harder than you think. But so at this point in the Avcon, we've rocked up. We caught the paint fume guy. He was loving life. Yeah. We've been in here. We sat in the cosplay competition, which is where this Techno Man guy won it.
Yep.
And then we just got out to go do some more roving.
Yeah, and then we awkwardly started wandering around going, all right, let's pick our next person.
Yeah. All right, so next person on the list.
So we're from a local podcast called Good Friends and Pairs. Could you just introduce who you are?
I am Ezio from Assassin's Creed 2.
Yep, so why did you choose to dress up as him?
I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed lately, and I've finished number 1 and going through number 2, so since I'm into it at the moment, I'll cosplay Ezio.
Okay, and he's the type of guy who likes to chill in the shadows. Is that something like you like to do, a bit of stalking around?
Not the shadows. I like to be on the rooftops in the sun. So.
Okay, cool. So is this event sort of like your Christmas then?
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah? And how do you go with walking around outside and people giving you odd looks today?
Odd looks that always get them, whether we're a costume or not.
What do you normally look like? Or is this just yours 24/7?
It's 24/7.
Okay, cool. Thanks very much for that, man.
That's right. Fun.
Cheers, mate.
All right. So, yeah. So, this is the first video game guy we talked to. Right, so, yeah. We've touched on a bit of anime. And this guy here is representing the video game side of the culture. Yeah.
I don't know if he's representing it well.
No, but he was a chiller, though. And I think you touched on a good point in the interview. Is that it really is Christmas for these guys. Yeah, like, this is their time to shine. Because some of these people have months and months of preparation leading up to this event.
They did that for like 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just making their costume. And his was pretty cool. Like, it was pretty accurate to what he was dressing up as.
Yeah.
It just wasn't giving me too much of the questions. So I was trying to ask him, like, how to go outside and like, what people think of him walking down the street. But yeah, he was a pretty cool dude.
He was pretty cool.
He was pretty massive as well.
Yeah.
Do you reckon all these people get dropped off, or do they take a bus?
I was waiting for you guys out the front, and I saw all these like mums or girlfriends dropping their like boyfriends off or their sons, and then so they rock up, and they watch him walk off, and they're watching him like walk up in some massive costume, and they almost like look and shake their heads and just like drive off. Go like, what? What is wrong with this guy?
So, yeah, so what would you guys dress up as? This is a good time standing, I guess. Next year, if we're going to AvCon, and you weren't, say, the pig suit first, what would you pick? Because you watch a bit of anime, man.
Goku.
Yep.
Oh, I was having played out.
That's played out.
That's played out. All right, another one.
Goku, Naruto, Pikachu, Luffy from One Piece are, what else? Link is a big one as well.
Yep.
Those are your main ones, I reckon, that you get. You get a fair few of those wrapping it up. At the AvCon.
I know. Well, at the moment, I'm watching Shingeki a bit.
Yeah.
So probably the main character from that.
Okay.
Which one's Shingeki? The one.
The show that we're
Titans.
All watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Attack of the
Titans.
All watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just on that, if you're looking for a new anime, check out Shingeki no Kyojin. We have no sponsorship whatsoever, but everyone around this table is enjoying it currently. Oh man, I'm so glad Quirbs isn't here. He would be hating this moment.
There probably has no input.
Yeah.
Like, you just have a shotgun in the mouth.
Yeah, okay. That's a good answer, Sandy, I guess. Alexis?
I'd probably go with the God of War from the PlayStation series.
Kratos.
Yeah, Kratos. So for him, he's like covered in, he's pretty much all white, like a white dabbed on powder, and then he's got like red lines all
over.
So
you'd be one of the twats with your shirt off.
Yeah, big time. I'd be that guy. And I'd have like the cool weapons that are fixed on my arms and chains. Yeah. Being badass. Like actually having weapons there. Like if someone gets close enough, these things will be able to stab you.
That is actually, just on the twats with their shirts off. Like, it's funny because some of them obviously do hit the gym off a bit, but because they're all nerds, their skin's like pasty white. And, like, I'm not one to talk here. Like, if I take off my shirt, you can see my heart beating, like, through my skin. But it's just sometimes just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, you've picked that character purely so you can walk around without a shirt.
Well,
and it's cold, man. It was a pretty chilly day. Like, nipples were peaking.
There was that guy last year dressed up as the Hulk. Do you remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
And he painted himself pretty green. He was pretty built. You know he's been training just for that.
Yeah.
Or he's been training. He's like, all right, who is their shirt off? I'll go as that guy.
What would I go as? I would go as a Pikachu onesie. No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you and 400 other people.
No, I would definitely not do that. What would I do? I'd probably go as like an obscure Pokemon from like the original 150. Yeah.
You strike me as a Kenichi from The Strongest Disciple.
Yeah, no, that would be good. I appreciate you saying that. That's cooler than the route I took. Route 51 of Pokemon.
Yes, sir.
We're going to lose some viewers.
We should point out now, if you got this far and you're a regular listener, we don't always talk about this nerdy type of thing. This is a one-off special that we're doing here for AvCon. But yeah, that's what I'd go as. And I'd like to go as like a little Nidoran or something. Like some obscure little Pokemon. I'd just run around on four legs, just headbutting people all day. Nuzzling against people. That's like a Nidoran male. Yes.
I'll probably go dress up as one of those Japanese school gangsters.
I thought you were going to say school gangsters.
Yankees. Yeah.
Wearing shades, just big... big hair and everything. Yeah.
I really thought you were going to say schoolgirls then, which I was going to love.
Leroy is a sexy nurse. Actually, at the AvCon, do people cross-dress?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's quite a few that take it seriously, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I've seen that somewhat from last year's and the year before. A dude that was so dressed up as Sailor Moon, and the next year after that, dressed up as, what do you call, the girl from Vocaloid as well.
I don't know these animes as well as you do.
It was the one, that, remember the competition, the one that started dancing?
Oh, yeah. That was a chick.
Yeah, that was a chick. But the guy actually dressed up as that and took it very seriously.
So you noticed it was the same guy?
It was the same.
How much attention are you paying on this? Like, you gave that guy some serious viewing time to remember it.
It's just recall. I mean, recall the guy who's... You'll be in the next interview, isn't it?
Is he?
Yeah.
No, just let's jump into the next interview with that amazing segue. All right. Well, once again, we've got another interview here, and we're here with...
Kabutops.
Kabutops? What's your real name, mate?
Alex, of course.
Yeah. If it was Kabutops, cool day, but mean parents. So, so what are you from?
I'm from Mount Gambier of SA.
Okay, this time I met the character...
Oh, I don't know. Pokemon.
Pokemon, yes. Yeah. Thank you. But you're not original 150, are you?
Nah. I'm probably taller.
Yeah.
Probably taller.
You what?
Oh, yeah. Original 150.
You are 150.
Yeah.
You are 150. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
141.
What? Are you number 141? Yep. You know with the Pokedex number. Yep. Cool.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. What inspired you to pick this one?
A change. There's too many Pikachus around.
Yeah, that's true. There are lots of Pikachus. What do you think of these Pikachu onesies?
What's that?
The Pikachu onesies? What do you think of them?
They're pretty cool. And the Charmander onesies, they're cool.
Yeah, but, like, you obviously made your costume.
Yep.
So what do you think of these store-bought costumes? Store-bought? You think that's cheating?
Yeah, it's kind of cheating.
Yeah, it is.
It's good. It's good to put some love into your costume.
So, your costume, how long did that take to make?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Yep.
Play three... enjoyable weeks?
Three tough weeks.
Three tough, lonely weeks?
Yeah, especially with work.
So have you done this before, or is this your first time?
I've done Lego Man.
Oh!
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Cool. Last and week. So, what do you think of the new Pokemon after 150?
It died off?
Yeah.
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 Maybe the 250, that was good.
250 is pushing it?
That's going too far.
Come.
We need mutations, man.
yes, we do.
Use me with Scyther.
Oh, you wanna mix up? You want some crossbreeding?
Yeah.
Who would you like to crossbreed with here today?
Pikachu's not bad.
Pikachu's? Yeah, there's a lot of them out there, though. You gotta be careful. I've seen some underage Pikachu's. So.
Any dittos?
I wasn't sure if you said dittos or dildos then.
Ditto.
Yes. I'm with you. He's a 150 as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 150.
Oh, come. All right, well, cheers to that, mate.
All right, jeez. Oh, wow. Pokemon's getting a lot of screen time here. And you see that I had a general hate for the Pikachu onesies that I continue to bring up in some of these interviews. But, yeah.
This is another interview as well. As soon as you, like, start asking about dildos and stuff, interview over.
Exactly. We're going to crossbreeding. Yeah, it starts off nice. You just be like, oh, yeah.
Pretty much the moment someone says, oh, and this is your girlfriend, or, yeah, crossbreeding, or anything to do with a partner, you just sheathing dildos.
you want to find something out about these people, you know? Some personal details. That's the type of interviewers we are, you know? We dig deep. And he wanted to get deep with one of those Pikachus.
It's risky, though.
In fact,
What was the general age of the people there? Like?
Most people, I'd say average age is about 17, 18.
Yeah.
Average. There's some people... significantly older.
Yeah, you got your outliers. Your group of four guys gone around for one thing and just curving on the young chicks.
Yeah.
Wow, we saw a bit of that.
Yeah,
we were that.
Yeah, we probably sat in the key demographic. I reckon probably 16 to say 26.
Yeah, it's funny because we've all sort of like grown up with games.
Yeah, Leroy's
like
older.
we're old man Leroy. Yeah. Yeah, so. As we grow older, everyone starts like shift to the right, so it's not all like heaps young kids. Yeah. There's many people around our age.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was enjoyable though, and this guy was good fun. Like, it was funny. You'll see on the Facebook page this Kabutops outfit he had, which was quite good, and it was clearly homemade, but in like a good way.
Yeah,
like it looked good, but it also had kind of like a homey type of feel about it.
Because you can tell a poorly made home costume.
Yeah. So we gave him a shake on the claw afterwards, and Leroy refused to shake, so the guy just patted him on the head.
Why would you shake his claw?
I didn't really actually contribute to that interview, so I don't know if I should actually shake or not.
Yeah, he didn't say a word. He stood ultimately behind us.
I was just basically off. I just got back from site the day before, so I was just...
Your game plan, Leroy, was to chuck in Asian one-liners. Like, what's an Asian one-liner? It's like, oh, you'll find out. We didn't find out.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Leroy says nothing for any of these interviews.
I was ready for some Asian zingers.
Well, I just said to Alexis, give me a phone, I'll just take a picture.
Oh, and he did.
He took those pictures.
So yeah, so we did a bit more of a wonder about. Another thing they had there, which I'm not sure if this interview... it's going to jump to it or not. It's maybe another person in costume, but they have an independent game section.
Oh, yeah.
We can go and check out some independent games. And we did have a good interview with a guy there. I'm not sure if that's coming up now or later. But anyway, the point I was getting at is that there's a lot of video game tournaments and stuff going on as well. Like, it's not just people in cosplay. You don't go there just to probe on people. There's lots of activities you can get involved with as well. So, but yeah, anyway.
All right, so we're from a podcast called Good Friends and Fez. Can I ask your name?
As Callum.
Callum. And who have you come as today?
I've come as Brother Nier from the game Nier by Square Enix.
Okay, so that's a game you know well, you love that game?
Yes, that's right, yep.
Is it better than Final Fantasy 13?
Probably not, but there's different ways that you can't really compare the two anyway.
Well, Final Fantasy 13 is terrible, so...
matter of opinion.
Yeah, okay. Is it better than Final Fantasy VII?
Now you're really pushing.
I don't think anything can be better than that game.
Disputedly, but yeah. Yeah.
So with your costume, how long did it take to make?
Probably about 4 months in total. Just a lot of work has gone into it between the stencil work and the chains, just getting it all together.
Yeah.
Took a very long time.
And you do everything yourself? It's not... parts aren't store-bought or anything?
No, all done by me.
Did you make your wig?
No, I'm not that good.
And this isn't your first time. You were here last year as well, weren't you?
That's right.
So who'd you come as last year?
Last year I was Renya from the Code Geass side story manga, Renya of Darkness.
Good story, Code Geass.
Pretty abstract, though.
It is.
You're like an underground nerd.
I like going for the ones that nobody else knows. So, yeah.
It seems like on the main stage, I always don't really know the animes. Is that a thing? Like, you don't want to be a Pikachu on stage because you just
won't. I like to go for the more obscure things that people don't necessarily know. So it's more exciting that way, I find. Yeah.
And have you won a competition before?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Do you get annoyed that girls in bikinis often seem to win these competitions?
Sometimes, yeah. But hey, if it looks good, then what can you do?
Consolation eye candy?
I'm not going to get out there in a bikini to make up for it. So, yeah.
That could be one way to win. Who actually won today, by the way?
His name was Greg. He was wearing that, it looks like a Gundam suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he deserved it. So,
yeah, definitely. That looks pretty cool.
It did.
And do you only cosplay in Adelaide or do it around?
I'm in Adelaide at the moment, but I'm thinking about going into state.
Oh, cool.
Probably next year, so
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, thank you very much for the interview.
Cheers, man.
Appreciate it.
So, this guy here, this guy was one of the guys that entered the actual main cosplay event.
Just got to point out, this is like one of the only, I think, and maybe the chick from the... Bleach combination after that sounded like they were socially normal, not awkward.
No. Yeah, he was a pretty cool guy.
He was a cool guy, but I mean, they were pretty chill people.
Yeah.
Like, they're normal people. Like, people look at... That's the thing. Avconners are people too, Fez.
Yeah, they're normal people. They're just... they like their hobby and they really get into it.
Yeah,
just like
exactly.
You like your hobby of wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just like footy players, you know? Nobody pays them out for wearing short shorts because they're getting done what they enjoy. Yeah, these people enjoy dressing up as Pikachu onesies.
Yeah, have some respect.
No, I'm saying this guy... He sounds like someone we could get along with.
Yeah, you're implying that we wouldn't get along with the other people.
No, I don't think you would.
I got along well with them. Perhaps they don't get along well with me, but I would get along well with them.
So this guy got up on stage and there's, I don't know, a few hundred people watching him.
Mm.
And he basically does an act, and behind him there's a movie going on, and maybe it's his voice or someone's voice is pre-recorded, and they do it for about 3 minutes on stage. So we have a lot of respect for these people, like this guy, he did it this year and last year, to actually get up there and do that, because I couldn't do it. I'd be scared shitless.
Oh, it takes some balls, man.
Yeah.
To get up there.
And there was one chick this year who got up and she just danced on stage for 5 minutes. Yeah. A whole bunch of different songs.
It takes a lot of balls, but also it can just be a pair of boobs that gets you up there as well. Because not this year. This year, the winner was like a ridiculously good costume. We didn't take any pictures of it, but I'm sure you can suss it. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll put those up on the Facebook page as well. Fucking listeners, we're treating you here. But the year before, it was this, like, there were some people that had these elaborate costumes. And this one chick came out with just a bit of cleavage showing. She won it.
Yes, she won.
She won it. It was like, she just put a bit of, like, strapped a bit of latex together. It's like, oh yeah, you won this.
Yeah, her costume was really like a lack of clothes that won her. Not some elaborate costume.
No, but AFCON, man. It's where it's at. And I'm just saying, like, I want a constant theme of this episode to be encouraging people to get out there and get involved next year.
Yep.
Because
we'll be there next year. We'll have a booth next year.
Yeah,
we come will. Along, visit us in our booth.
Yeah.
We may have a booth.
Well, we won't have a booth.
We may have t-shirts.
We'll probably be there for a good 2-3 hours.
Yeah, on the Saturday. Yeah. That's another thing. This is a full weekend event. So some people come in one costume one day and another costume the next.
Yeah, elaborate costume.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dedication right there, man.
They put some time in.
Yeah.
It was 3 days.
Does it? Go for Friday as well.
Oh, shit.
There you go. That's
even more.
Shit.
Shit.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Alright, so now we're here in the indie game section with Rhys Davies from Mighty Kingdom.
Yeah, cool.
And so you're doing an app type game, is it? So for iPhone, iPad?
We're doing 5 games actually, for iPad and some for Android as well.
Cool. Yeah. Well, the one I'm looking at right now is like an asteroid type thing. We have to blow up the Earth. What was the thinking behind that?
It was originally a game developed by some students in the US for a game jam.
Cool.
And it was on Xbox Live, I think. And so we saw the potential that it would work on a mobile device. So we asked them if we could port it, and they said, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, okay. So you just made their idea better, pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool, man. And so you're hoping this will be like the next Candy Crush? Is that what you're going for?
Everyone dreams, but you never know.
So are there going to be cash incentives with this, do you think, at some point?
Probably not. It's probably just going to be like $1 to download.
Dollar download? Yeah. Dollar's pretty cheap. Can't get anything for $1 these days.
Yeah, I know.
Well, but then you have to buy the iPad first, I guess.
Yeah, true.
So you're doing the Android or just iPhones and iPads?
Yeah, this one's for both Android and iPad.
So. But some are just...
Some are just iPad and iPhone.
And why is that? And not enough people with Androids or don't care about the Android users?
More development for Android.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Too hard.
Not too hard, just
too much
costly.
Work. Oh, yeah. Costly, all right, cool. Yeah. So do you have a favorite game of your games?
That one's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We've got another one coming out called Tap Turn Race.
This one, Take My Machete, this one's called.
Yeah, I made this one.
So they're all very malicious games, are they?
Maybe.
What do you do in Take My Machete?
Do you take a machete?
You do, actually. You kill aliens with machetes.
Hey, Lex, you want to play this?
Yeah, I'll play.
You're controlling this dude. And
I take people's machetes.
Yeah. Alright. Hang on.
Was this at all inspired by the hit movie Machete?
A little bit. I love that movie. Alright, I'll go to something easier.
That's alright, I think I screwed that up royally. I've crashed the iPad now. So what's your games that you like to play yourself? Not these ones. Like
At the moment, I'm playing Cube World, which is like, it's kind of like Minecraft, like blocky. It's like online RPG. It's pretty good.
Is it an indie game as well?
Yeah. It's just recently released. I think it's alpha version.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
So do you play any mainstream games, or are you an underground nerd as well?
I play a bit of Counter-Strike, but yeah, that's about all.
Yeah, fan of World of Warcraft.
I used to be. Yeah, I used to play it, but addicted. Took too much of my time, so
absorbed your life.
Yeah, you pretty much.
Forgot to stop feeding and drinking.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that's cool, man.
I hope people have died from playing too much WoW. So,
are people going to die from playing your games?
I hope not, but if they played a lot, then it's good.
Secretly hope so a little bit. They'll be so addicted to take my
good publicity. Yeah, this game's so
publicity, yeah. Man dies playing Masteroid or something. You never know.
Yeah, nah, cool. All right, we'll give this a quick whirl then.
Cool. Cheers.
Thanks very much. Just want to point out, Candy Crush is an addictive game.
You play it, do you?
Yeah.
I never got on the Candy Crush chain.
I sort of played it a bit, and I was like, oh, this is okay. But then I started getting heaps of invites and shit on Facebook, so I thought, nah, I've had enough. I still get it. People keep inviting me to it.
Yeah, I get Candy Crush invites. It's just like, whatever, man.
Why do you like it so
I'm going to go play Take My Machete.
You still like to make combinations of the different candies. It's like, oh, yeah.
No, it's just... Yes, four in a row!
Yeah, no, I can't really comment on Candy Crush, other than just that I know it is addictive. And
it's something you do when you're on the bus.
Yeah.
You're going to uni, you know.
Yeah,
you know, someone make a spoof trailer of Candy Crush. Candy Crush the movie.
No, I haven't.
Facebook. There's a fake
one. It's very funny.
Okay, but not great. Not great to mention on a podcast. Yeah,
the energy is certainly getting lower now.
No, but this Take My Machete, we'll link that up as well because I actually downloaded that. It is a wee fun little game. It's you just slice up some aliens, shoot some aliens down with the arrow.
Yeah,
it's free.
And this guy made it himself in his free time. Just at night time. Yeah. Not even while at work. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and in general, the independent game section was pretty cool. Like, there was some really good stuff coming out of there. So people should go and support their independent game developers.
Yeah. It's a big industry. Fez.
Yeah, Fez. You bastard. Why are you giving me that look like?
Yeah. Shut up. Move on.
Yeah. I just want to get Call of Duty 5 or some shit. Calm down, Fez.
Oh no, it's a totally new game this year.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with myself.
Everyone just realized how nerdy we are. You know, everyone just realized that.
Yeah, I think they probably realized that when we did an AFCON themed podcast, Fez. Alright, let's move on to the next one then.
Mike, that's right. There you go. Okay, we're here at AFCON with
Brad.
Amy.
And who are you guys today?
Fixer Felix, Junior.
Sergeant Calhoun.
Okay, why'd you choose to go as those two?
Because Fix It Felix is cute and so am I.
Good answer.
Yes, he's very correct as well.
I love any Disney films and one clashed with games as well. It's just going to be awesome, so.
Okay, cool. And how are you two similar to your characters?
Jeez, I don't know. I'm always cleaning up after her, so I'm fixing things for her. There we go.
I like to bust you around a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yep. So, have you got any interesting looks outside, walking down, like, Rundle Mall with these costumes?
Well, everyone seems to be enjoying it a lot. Kids are loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids are absolutely loving it.
Had
so, yeah.
A few kids come up and ask. So yeah. That's kind of cool.
No, it's not really anything interesting, just everyone's excited to see it. So, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. How long has it taken you to put your costumes together?
A long time.
Yeah, that looks like a good amount of effort.
Yeah, I started it.
Yours as well, but hers more
year.
So.
Mine didn't take so long. Bit of painting, bit of mainly searching for the right tools and stuff. So.
Bit of getting yourself a hat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Had to paint the hat too.
Yeah, finding a hammer, that would have been pretty
hammer,
difficult.
Had to cut the hammer. Yeah, make it shorter. Yeah.
No, very cool.
So, yeah.
So, how long total for yours?
Probably half a year.
Half a year?
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
Why did you enter the cosplay competition? Can you do it as duos?
I don't know.
I think I've seen before, yeah, you can.
Groups, I guess, so.
Yeah. You guys should have done that.
We found a Ralph and a Vanellope around. We should have hooked them up. That would be good.
Do you say hook up with them?
Yeah, right. That's me. Yeah. Ralph, man, he's staunch.
A new type of Disney movie.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
Alright, well, thank you very much for the interview, guys.
No worries. Pleasure.
Anyway, so these guys here are the characters from Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. In case you don't know those two names or their characters. So, popular Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. Have you seen it?
No.
Controversial, though, because it doesn't... Even though it's a video game-based movie, they're not really anime or video games.
Yeah, but, would you consider Ghostbusters... video game then?
No, I wouldn't. No, I would not, Leroy.
That's a movie.
I don't see why that's particularly relevant.
Video game. Yeah, but video games would just pass.
Yeah, was there a Wreck-It Ralph video game?
So there was.
Who cares?
Well, that outfit, those outfits looked impressive.
Yeah, they were a heaps cool couple. Very cool couple.
Yeah.
And I like the way they talked about hooking up with another Wreck-It Ralph. And
this guy was talking about like being cute, and then he liked the look of Wreck-It Ralph as well. Yeah. He was just keen, yeah.
Yeah, I see a porn parody coming on.
Yeah, yeah. Literally Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck me, Ralph. But they were cool couple. And not really much else really to say.
So Wreck-It Ralph's a Disney Pixar movie, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Pretty sure.
Everyone get on their computers and look up the Pixar theory. It's like a theory that ties together the entire movies in one big timeline in the same universe. It's pretty cool. I won't go into too much detail
just
now,
when you
but
thought
it's like
this couldn't get nerdier. Like the nerd level was just picked up.
It's little things like
9,000.
at the end of WALL-E, when they like plant that tree turns into the tree from A Bug's Life. Yeah, mind equals blown.
And now
is it WALL-E in the future?
Our last few viewers just shut up.
Yeah, that last listener was just about to. Like, oh, I'll give them a little bit more time.
Have you guys
heard of the Pixar theory?
That's it.
Yeah, but now they look their shit up online, they take a break from the podcast, look it up, like, wow, that's pretty amazing. Come back. He's like, wow, these guys are dropping relevant things.
They'll be taking a break, an extended break from the podcast.
Yeah, from the series itself.
Nah, cool. All right, next interview.
All right, so we're here with...
Sarah.
And you're dressed as?
I'm a spirit healer from World of Warcraft.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
So a WoW player then?
Yes.
Addicted?
Used to be, don't play it so much anymore, but...
How long have you been playing for?
I've played since the beta.
Oh, wow. So how many years of your life is that?
A lot. I can't remember when I first started playing.
8 years now.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me.
Yeah. So your costume's quite elaborate. How long did that take you to put together?
A while. I had a bit of help to make the base for the wings.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I finished it last night at about 1 a.m.
So not knowing WoW particularly well, are you like an angel? Is that the general premise?
No, basically when you die, like when you kind of end up in a grave area with, you're a ghost and there's this big giant angel person that can resurrect you, and that's what I am.
Ah, so much more morbid than I thought.
Yeah, quite.
So why did you dress up as this character? What fascinated you about this particularly?
I just always thought that they looked really cool, like, in-game, and I've been planning to cosplay this for about 2 years now. I just haven't really gotten around to it until recently, so...
Very cool. And so, has anyone mistaken you as an Avatar character because of your blue face? Or?
No, but when I walked in, I did have one of the security guard ladies ask me if I was Jellyfish.
A Jellyfish.
A Jellyfish.
At least not a Smurf.
Yeah, well, that's what my dad thought I was.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm kind of on your dad's side. I don't know much about WoW, so... So you're having fun today?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Done lots of shopping.
Lots of shopping? What have you been purchasing?
I got a Lolita skirt that I'm going to wear tomorrow.
Ah, cool.
I'm not painting my face blue again.
Yeah, fair enough. Any WoW credits?
Is that a thing?
Pardon?
Is that a thing? WoW credits?
WoW credits? I don't know.
Gold, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what I'm talking about here.
Oh, that's
all right. Well, at least you see, a lot of the females here have dressed up as a Pikachu or a maid. What do you think about those costumes? You can be honest here.
Well, no, I can't say anything nice.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Oh, no, some of them are really well done, and if they're cosplaying properly and, like, staying true to the theme, it's okay. It's just, it sometimes bugs me when people take a costume and it's just like...
Store-bought
look
one
at,
thing.
I'm wearing, like, you know, yellow undies and a yellow bra, but look at me, I'm Pikachu. It's like...
Okay. Those are the type of costumes I like.
Yeah,
and you're... No, but how about the store-bought onesies? Do you think they're, like, why even bother?
Oh, I think they're kind of adorable. Okay. Well, yeah, we actually have a Pikachu onesie at home, and it's like the comfiest thing ever.
That's cool. All right, and that, yeah, so the maid costumes, do you think that's a little bit, like, offensive to women, dressing up as maids?
Oh, depends how you look at it. I don't think so. I think they're kind of cute.
All right, well played. I think that about wraps it up. Thanks a lot for your time.
You're very welcome.
Cheers.
Cool. So just to clear things up here, I had no idea what the currency was in WoW. So that was the rambling about WoW credits.
Even I was like, what's WoW credit?
Yeah. I've seen people selling something to do with WoW online.
Yeah.
I assumed the word for it was credits. Don't know why. And yeah.
Yeah.
This chick had like LED lights all throughout her wings, and then when we went up for a photo, she pressed a button and her wings like folded up in massive wingspan. So she put a shit ton of time into it.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Yeah, it was like one of the most impressive costumes there.
Yeah.
And she was a cool chick. She's one of the. We went up to some other chick and we said, "Oh, do you mind if we had an interview with her?" We were kind of aware that she looked a bit young, and she was like, "Oh, I don't know. I might have to like ask my dad." And we're like, "No, that's all right. We'll leave you to it then. All right."
Yeah. It's hard to get a gauge of ages sometimes. And if anyone seemed hesitant or to be involved in an interview, we're like, okay.
That'll do.
Yes, that too do.
GFF out.
Yeah. But yeah, that was actually the last interview we had. But yeah, she was a very cool chick. And I'm glad she humored me with my WoW credit comment because I had no idea. And Lyra, what were you going to say?
Can't remember, to be honest.
You were just about to speak like 3 seconds ago.
Is it 3 seconds ago? No,
you've given about as much input on the in this podcast as you did on the day.
No, I get more input compared to that day.
Yeah. Don't be proud of that.
You opened your mouth and said something.
Yeah.
Yes. Shit, you're turning into me.
Yeah, this show's called Good Friends and Fairs, man, because he's the shit one. Not you, mate.
I didn't mean a lot of input in there. Did I?
I don't know, man.
A lot more.
By the time this hits Final Cut, all your shit will be added to that.
Anyway, just, at the convention, is there like a, all right, it's 5 o'clock, closing down, everyone leave? Or does it go through the whole straight?
No, I stay up late. Like, we were there about 5 o'clock and we're watching a StarCraft tournament, and that goes till like 10 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's good actually seeing the game tournaments, seeing people get competitive and stuff, seeing some of these nerds get hyped about shit.
Yes. It was the Australian equivalent of like the grand final, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there was zero hype around it.
So yeah, overall, do you think it was a good day, like worth the interviews, like do you enjoy yourselves?
Well, I've been highly recommending it the entire podcast, so I'm not going to flip on that now, am I? Aside from the plague of Pikachu onesies, I had a great day. And even that, I was just enjoyed scoffing at them every time they walked past.
Mm. It was a good day. Encourage everyone to go down to AppCon and support your local nerds.
For me, I didn't really have the energy that day.
Oh, didn't you?
Yeah. Old lethargic Leroy.
Now, we're not just going to only go to anime conventions. We've got some others.
That's right. So this is the first time we've done the roving interviews, but we plan on doing more specials with better sound quality on the interviews in the future. So we've got a few conventions on the peripheral. The National Pigeon Show happened a couple of weeks ago. We unfortunately missed that, but there's always next year.
Real disappointing that we missed that one.
Yeah.
I heard that they had some good pigeons this year.
Yeah, but I've got a few ideas. We've just teased that for now, I think, before we get some details sorted out. But nice. So cheers for listening, guys. Go and like AvCon on Twitter and Facebook. Follow them on Twitter, I guess. But also, go and check out twitter.com/goodfriends_fairs and come and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/goodfriends_fairs. Now, we don't always talk about nerdy stuff like this. In fact, this is by far the nerdiest podcast we've had. But give the back catalogue a little bit of a go. I think you'll have a right old laugh.
Don't judge us on this episode.
Yeah. So, Leroy, anything to add?
That's why I have minimal input in this show.
Why is that?
Just don't sound as nerdy as everyone else.
Yeah, okay. Jock Leroy.
Robot. Yeah.
Okay, let's drop Leroy in this actually right now. Leroy is by far the nerdiest person sitting around here.
Leroy.
He's forever watching anime. Sometimes he's watching two animes at once while playing shit on his iPad.
Leroy owns so many games that some of them hasn't even taken the plastic, like the covering out yet.
It's still in the sleeves. It's still wrapped up, not touched.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. You're a massive nerd.
Yeah. Nerdy. Nerdy nerd style.
But now we're getting back to good friends.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be a lot more dick jokes on the regular episodes. But no, thanks for listening, guys. We should probably wrap this one up. Yep. But
Afcon.
Afcon, you.
No fans, get hyped for Afcon. Do it. Get hyped.
Afcon.
All right, take us out. Oh, wait, Leo, are we going to get hyped? You're the journalist.
Afcon!
Well done.
Fans, take us out. All right,
well, this is episode 16.
17.
Yeah. Well, so next week will be episode 18 with the Fish and Lee back.
With some structure to it.
Yeah, and I think it'll be six Leroy's.
Is it next week?
Yeah.
I won't be here then.
Oh, no, Leroy.
We went through this on the end of the last episode.
I forget who is going to be here.
Fez, you're a fucking waste of space.
Back down to five anyway.
Yeah. Oh, we're back to five again. So we're back to the regular Good Friends and Fez with our dick jokes and poo jokes and whatnot. So.
No, okay, yeah. If this is the first time you've listened, we do talk about more than that.
But, you know, just the...
cultural issues.
Yeah, conspiracy theories. Social issues.
And racism.
Yeah, we deal with all this and more on episode 18 of Good Friends and Fez.
Yep. So, yeah, see you then.
All right. Sayonara.